Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to South Park Radio. This afternoon's show is dedicated to women, that is, godly women, who are greatly needed in the postmodern church. The postmodern church suffers from a lack of persons with godly character, and the church needs them, or women of godly character, desperately. Now, I say that because I started ministry over 30 years ago now. I found that many women had come into the church. They had come into the church looking for answers. They were looking for existential answers. They were looking for meaningfulness too. But in their search for answers within the church, I found that many of these women had come from homes or environments in which they had experienced early childhood sexual abuse. Many of them had experienced incest and or rape. So many of these women who had come into the church looking for answers found themselves to be re-abused by pastors who knew their background and who told them that with them they could find a safe haven. And these vulnerable individuals believed these individuals who then abused them, and so now their continued victimization turned them into serial victims. So some of them stayed in the church, others left the church, and had a haughty disdain for the church because of what they had experienced. Now, God sees this behavior, and these individuals will pay. Jesus said through the Apostle Peter that judgment will begin at the house of God. Judgment will begin at the house of God. Peter said these words. And again, let me tell you, the Greek word for judgment, it is the word crisis, K-R-I-S-I-S. And these individuals who wantonly destroy those who come to the church looking for help, looking for answers, and looking for a safe haven, and expecting to find the cure for their souls and have not found it there will be handed over to crisis one day. Now, I've seen on the other side of what happens to many of these individuals who have so wantonly abused these women and also young men. I don't want to leave out the rape and abuse of young men by so-called shepherds or pastors too. I don't want to leave them out because that is prevalent too. I want to read to you this morning, or I should say rather this afternoon, from Amos. The book of Amos was written between 760 B.C. and 750 B.C. The book of Amos deals with deeds that shape destiny. And as I said earlier, this show focuses on the women of God and character. This book of Amos, focuses on the load or the burden of Amos. And notice very carefully the language. We read in verse 1 of Amos 1, the words of Amos, one of the shepherds of Tekoa, what he saw concerning Israel 2 years before the earthquake, when Uzziah, was king of Judah, and Jeroboam, the son of Jehoash, was king of Israel. Now notice we read that Amos saw words. Amos saw words. This word, words, in Amos is the Hebrew devar. And this is a very important word that is devar. It is a word that means the word as event. Devar also means the word it carries, the word devar carries within it, within itself, the unity of incarnative and predictive elements. And this word is also address and command, as well as dynamic event. So Amos saw words. Devar also means objects or events to address. A word, contained or unleashed an event. It consequently was filled with the power of that particular event. So the devar is a very important word in Hebrew theology. Now, Amos addresses the sin of the people of God. He wants them to understand the connection or the relationship between act and result. He wants them to understand the relationship or the connection between act and result or deeds that shape destiny. The Hebrew is selim. Selim. And notice, he said in verse 2 of Amos 1, the Lord roars, Sa'ag, from Zion, and thunders from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds dry up, and the top of Carmel withers. God will be moving against the nations that do or perform crimes against humanity. God knows, God understands, God is involved in crimes against humanity. I'm talking about human trafficking. I'm talking about the trafficking of children. I'm talking about the pedophiles. I'm talking about the abusers within the church. And those who know what is going on and how children are ritually sacrificed and used. Heinous criminality, and God knows And in Amos 1, we read that God moves against such behavior and that Yahweh's rule extends to all nations. God talks about the judgment on his people for their action, and how even though they are the people of God, if they are involved in sin, God says to his people, "I will deal with you." Now this is Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. Men will stagger from sea to sea and wander north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it." Today, my appeal is to the women who have a particular sensitivity for spiritual phenomena. We need you, we need you, we need you. We need your righteousness. We need your understanding. We need you, women who are spirit-filled, who know the significance of training children up in the right way, so that they will follow the Lord, so that they will not be victimized. We need women of godly character to stand up for the Lord Jesus in these evil days. Will you stand up today? Will you answer God's calling upon your life? Will you hear God? Would you stand and deliver the word of God? Will you pray? Will you teach the young women that God loves them? Will you take them out of the hands of abusing pastors, abusing shepherds? And will you lead them? Will you give them a word of encouragement? Will you show them the way of the Lord? Will you teach them by example? Will you help suffering women who need godly women to lean upon? Because they don't know the way. You know the way. You have been there. Will you share yourself, your life? Will you share your walk with the Lord? Will you show them how to be teachable? Will you show them how to listen to the word of God so their lives can prosper, so they can be blessed and be free? Will you teach them that they do not have to be in lifelong bonds to those who sought to destroy their lives through early childhood sexual abuse, rape, incest, verbal abuse, physical abuse, economic abuse? They need you. They need you desperately. And God needs you. Jesus himself said that the fields are white unto harvest. Pray you therefore that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into his harvest. Will you let God use you in this very troubled world to help very troubled souls find salvation in Jesus and find peace and rest in him as you have? Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.